From the East Coast, gateway to the fifth dimension, this is Interstellar Radio with Ivan Teller.
Greetings, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday night. Let's see, our call log is filled to the max. If you like to call in, if you're an alien from your time traveler from the future, from Venus, from Neptune, if you're a robot, feel free to call in. The caller list is at zero, but that's okay. If you like to call in, it's 516-387-1459. This is Fifth Dimension Radio, UFO Radio. Talking to the universe as we go into next phase of our evolution, where the world is going. Yes, it's a slow, very, very slow. You have to have a lot of patience for this. Because the way things are going right now, it's going to be a while for change, but when change does occur, it's going to be very heavy for people to handle. I'm Ivan Teller. You can go to ivanteller.com for more information about the show. There's also, you can go to fifthdimensionradio.com. You can find me on YouTube. Just search Ivan Teller. So for tonight's broadcast, we are here to take your calls and schedule a guest if your calls would call in. And so I guess I'll just continue to have guests on. So, yeah, during the week it's kind of difficult to have a show because of the work environment, the life environment, but having the guest on is very good. Might try a different method instead of the radio method. But we're experimenting here. So I might go about a different way for just having guests on, because the caller ratio here is not at the best, levels. So that's okay. So we have a bunch of fires in California. And it looks like burns out in the houses because the trees are still there. Very fascinating. Weather weapons are definitely in full flux. And it's unfortunate. This is how we're going to wake up if we ever do. The old world is slowly closing down. Third dimension is slowly shutting down. But it's not always the easiest to recognize that, because it is a slow process. But as for whistleblowers and everything, that a lot of it has to do with the truth coming out, and a lot of people are staying quiet. That's another reason why things are kind of slow, because they're afraid, or they just don't exist anymore, that know what's going on. Of course, you have channeled messages from the astral plane. That is the secret space program that people are remembering. I believe a lot of mine is blocked for some reason, but that's okay. I can't connect to everything. But we are going into the fifth dimension. The third dimension is coming to a close. So I did a video on channel Xenu a while back, and on Facebook there's all these different strange, all these video files are like 9 minutes, 6 minutes long. They're just all, it's all broken up. So, just looking at Facebook for a second. to the mainstream media and its demise, of course, is not coming as soon as many of us would like, as that I believe the truth will come through eventually. But right now, the steamship is continuing forward, so I guess you have to expose it from the outside, because on the inside is very difficult for the ship to come down. I guess you can say the truth will find them, as they cover up so much. Disney covers up a lot of what they're doing, and all these big companies are all... Yeah, you just gotta love it. Looks like Elon Musk is losing his mind right now with Tesla. There's a male... I'm not sure if this is the norm already, but there's a male cheerleader. I guess it made the headlines. I guess as in... I don't watch sports anyway, so it doesn't matter. There's also the Asgardian... Asgardian Space Kingdom. I know a lot of us are ready to sign up for that. I guess you can be mayor of Asgard, basically. It's a... want to eventually go out to space. I'm not sure how this is all going to work out for them. They have their own national bank, Supreme Space Court, Prosecutor's Office, and this is all... So the UN of Space, I believe this is what this is. At least a cult version of it. It would probably be better if we raise our vibration and go to another dimension and to continue the third dimension. There's possibly that the third dimension is going to still continue at its lovely pace. But it's hard to say what the future holds at this time. I'm just looking through the... there's stories about Yemen. Bomb that killed 40 children in Yemen was supplied by U.S. Once again, it's still covered up by the mainstream media. A very strange war, an alien war, I would say, because there's a lot of dimension energies there. Also did a lot of channeled text recently of basically it's going to go into a book. And now all these channel texts can be found for free on Ivantara.com and eventually go into book form down the road. But the idea of it is, I went to one of them was a Quran I did today, and Quran connected to different worlds. All these religions are here to lower our vibrations to third dimension. Of course, we're going to the alien disclosure energies too. So where are we heading for alien connections? A lot has to be healed first for that to fully happen. Darkness has to be released. Hollywood's one, Washington is another one. A lot of it needs to be... but as for when this is going to occur is... I have no idea. September seems to be the date, but it's not 100% on that. So it's now with the 80 degrees here, and I don't think, even in Florida, I don't think it's going to get any warmer anytime soon. Let's see here. Oh yeah, Google going into China. I believe they're already there. You know, publicly, all of this has already been done in secret. You know, they even kept this publicly, kept this from their employees. So, I believe Google is already there. Facebook is already there. I'm not sure what's going on with Facebook, but Google is there. They said, you know, everyone's going to sell out, or Apple's already in. Yeah, it's all just, it's for us to figure out. So, we just have to just roam around in circles, I guess. As for when the alien energies are going to be known on our planet, you can say any time now. I mean, there is going to be a time of awakening. When that will be, where the world feels very, very strange. I imagine a lot of people are going to be about time. But when that's going to occur, it's hard to say. as we're still discovering ourselves, many are still in the third dimension education camp. But we are building the future at, right now. What the higher dimensions are going to be offering us is a world of more clarity. But yeah, when that occurs, I mean, there's books, there's videos, there's, I mean, we're all here to prepare the world. And when that occurs, I guess you can say for those in the third dimension, they're having a blast. I guess that would just continue until they, I mean, I don't know what's going to occur. They're going to hold on to it for dear life. And the rest of us that are experiencing it are really having a hard time being here. They don't find this dimension all that exciting. It's just the same. Yeah, it's the circle of life. It's the same old, same old. You get up, go to work, go to your job, go home, eat dinner, get up, go to work. It's just like a, you know, of course you don't have to look at it that way, but it pretty much is that way. So, as for where we're going, the break in that, a lot of people are not ready for that. They like the cycle. So, you have to be gentle with that change. Yeah, it's hard to say where we're heading. A lot of us are getting like reptilian attacked recently because of the knowledge coming out, third dimension shutting down. Basically, another way of connecting to the higher dimensions is you visualize. Now, I realize they're really trying to hold on to this place as long as they can. Because sometimes when you go into the fourth, you know, you raise your vibration, they don't always make it easy. So, yeah, where we're tuning into, where we're transforming into is a strange revelation. That's when we're going to get to this higher level. It is hard to say. Scientology will eventually break down. All of these religions are going to eventually implode within themselves. Of course, they had just the thing about all these priests that were molesting children. And the Catholic, I guess the Catholic Church, I guess. The main part, of, I don't remember what it was. But they didn't mention anything about, yeah, because they're supposed to keep the darkness within the darkness. They're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to know about it. So, you know, that's our victory. But there's so much more, like Voodoo Donuts. There's just so much more. So, we're going in a time of awakening, but when that will be is still up in the air. There is censorship going on the internet, but I believe it's just on Alex Jones. I don't think it's going to be on anybody else. Unless they start threatening people, I think they'll be fine. As for where Alex Jones is going, it's not looking good. You know, he might be real popular now, but give him a couple of months. How popular he's going to be then. He won't go away, but he's not going to be known so much, so we'll see. But they're trying to put water on that candle and keep it unlit. So, yeah, it's hard to say where the world is going. I do a daily upload on YouTube, and this is like another dose of it. And sometimes you run out of energy, especially if you have a work situation and you do, you know, messages and everything afterwards, and just kind of you take a break, but sometimes it's not enough and you like a 6 month break, but we're still here. We're still rolling. Nowhere else to go. And we're putting in a lot of effort into the channel text, which is getting kind of fast. I'm going into Saturn, a little bit of that, but I don't always remember everything that I'm writing. So if you want to come to me for information, I can't remember all of it. But One moment. Saturn, oh, sorry, the Quran is very connected to Sirius. Very connected. Sirius plays such a big part in our evolution course. Alpha Centauri does too. The Pleiadians, I believe, of course, this is going to go to the channel tech file. I believe most of the population here is from this Pleiadian. You have Syrians mixed in, you have Arcturian. Of course, we're all a little bit of everything. Alpha Centauri is probably the least of them. More of that than the government, from what I'm feeling. Yeah, what does the future hold? Awakening. Yeah, when these whistleblowers start whistleblowing, where the media can't hide it anymore, that's when we got going. Something like a Harvey Weinstein, but a much, much bigger. Of course, the media is built to cover up. So, because we need the media when these things do blow up. Of course, they're very good at, you know, censorship themselves, as this is the state-run media. They just don't say that. Of course, our internet's a little bit open more than others. They still do censorship on that, too. But it's a lot open more, probably. But then again, in China, you have VPNs. People can hack the system. I imagine they do. Yeah, the VPN, basically, you get your IP from somewhere else that's free, and they seem to have you can watch Netflix there as long as you know what the hell you're doing. So it's not all, censorship. Even here, you have to look for stuff. If you look through the mainstream media, your brain's pretty much getting washed out. So you just got to put an extra effort to look into. I imagine VPNs are becoming more and more popular with the advertisements, from what I've been seeing. I imagine it's happening the same thing in China. So I can't imagine they're that much in the dark. So I know China, I guess, is now the villain. We go from Russia to China. It's like the movie just keeps on rolling, doesn't it? When is it going to lose its steam eventually? I mean, we don't have a boogeyman right now. We had Bin Laden. We have ISIS. All that kind of cooled down. So, oh, yeah, that's right. I did a thing on the Quran. I went to YouTube for a quick run through what the Quran is, because I don't really look into the Quran that much. It's not something on my religion, not something I am that interested in. Of course, it's alien manipulated through negative Syrians, Arcturians, Anunnaki, Dracos, reptilians, Draconians, Alpha Draconians. Yeah, from what I feel, that Alpha Draconians are the strongest reptilian. There are fewer of them, but they know what they're doing. So, they're pretty powerful. And we are a weak race. And they use the Quran. It was the idea for Quran is supposed to be very positive. And I'm, like I said, I have no idea, but my feeling is it's very beautiful text. Until you go into the part where they say, if you go against this, we're going to kill you, or we're going to rape you, or whatever it is. Okay, they got some problems with it. But I imagine quite a bit of it. Like I said, I'm going by what I'm feeling from it, because I'll be damned if I'm going to read it. I've read that. I grew up on the Bible, and I was a Baptist, and that didn't really sink in very much. So I remember getting very, very bored during service. Yeah. Well, at least it's community. I give them that. But even in the Bible stuff, I don't remember a whole lot of it. Cain kills Abel, the whole thing with Genesis. I remember some of that. Moses, I remember. But most of it, I kind of don't care. So, yeah. Some of Jesus' stuff, even that, I don't really remember that much. So it's just not, none of it seemed to, just manipulation, basically. It's when humanity is ready to go in another direction. And right now it's not interested. Well, people are waking up. I wouldn't call it waking up. People don't like calling it waking up, but I think it's waking up. You know, it's connecting more with spirit, but it's a gradual process. And it's certainly not easy being here. Far from it. Alright, I'm gonna check the internet, see if anything's happening. As we go into our world, nothing much is happening. Let's see here. Yeah, but with, of course, I have a show tonight too, so I have no callers, which I was looking forward to. So I guess this is kind of forcing me to go into a more interview process and just forget about callers altogether. So, because I advertise, well, just on Blog Talk, but it's unfortunate. But all right, so I guess we'll have to go more to a caller, another format than Blog Talk. I gave Blog Talk I gave it its chance, but I'm gonna have to. There's other ways of doing an interview system, and I already played with one already, so I'm gonna have to give that another shot. So I like getting callers because then you get a different point of view, but I don't have any callers. You're talking to myself. I'm feeling so great. Trying to get your energy. Yeah, things to do. I don't have to get on. I can shut it down, but I'd rather not. So I'm going to do more interview based. I'm probably just going to have to leave the Blog Talk situation altogether. From what it looks like. Because you don't realize talking here for an hour, then you have to do another video on YouTube. Because that's the big one. That's the one I'm going to be doing the big splash on. I guess I can do a live broadcast of this on YouTube. So, let's see here. Yeah, with was it Venus? Oh, there we go. Look at that. We have a live one. Well,
hey, Ivan. Greetings. How you doing tonight? Oh, hey, greetings.
Doing good. How's it going?
Man, long day of work. Long day. I have a quick question and stuff. I don't know if you remember, last week we had a meteor shower, or supposedly a meteor shower, but I'm thinking another awakening, but per se, I was at my job, waiting to go ahead and clock in. I was out in the parking lot, looked up, and I thought, well, not now knowing I thought, but I thought, thinking I saw a UFO. So I was wondering,
most
was
likely.
This the Zetas?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Feels like they're monitoring it feels like.
Yeah, I looked up and almost as to say, you know, I got this feeling just to say, look up, and I actually saw them. They one zoomed one way, the other one zoomed the other way. But the funny thing is when I looked up, I was looking towards the Andromeda constellation. Does that have any type of correlation of me seeing the Zetas?
Well, it feels like they're opening up a dimension to connect more with the Andromedas. Or their energies are here stronger than they have been in the past, it feels like. So they're here to lift out the lower vibrations. So the war is still not over, what I'm getting from them.
Yeah, still feel like, you know, we still got quite a ways to go still and everything.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. I've been feeling, I wouldn't say emotional, but kind of rocky and everything. I've been trying to get a kind of clarity on that one.
Well, that's what's going on in astral. There's a lot going on as we're attempting to free the Earth, it's still pretty heavy. So,
well, the stuff that came to me, knowledge that was brought to my attention was, I don't know if you heard of it, was knowledge of the forever time.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Okay.
What about it?
Well, it kind of had a documentary that was telling about the pyramids, how the pyramids, how they used 215 million stones, how the correlation was 215 million light years to the Andromeda constellation. And I thought it was kind of funny that before somebody brought that to my attention, that last week I had my little look-see with the UFOs, and when I looked up past the UFOs, it was the constellation of Andromeda.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, they're... Well, a lot of beings had a lot of, you know, connections with the pyramids. You know, because it's aligned with Orion, but you feel a lot of Sirian energy there.
I kind of felt it was like a group. You know, everybody is kind of... put their spin on it and stuff, like Zechariah, it can't be, you know, but you asked me, it was almost like Star Trek. You know, it wasn't just one being, it was a to me, I guess, ascended masters, as you would say, ones that, you know, elders. Well, I want to call them elders. I want to say masters. I want to call them elders, you know, of their race that they can, I guess, manifest it. So my thing is, each starseed goes through this ascension process, and I guess the higher up you go and stuff, do we per se have a chance to make it to where we could be angels or archangels?
I believe many of us are already. Well, yeah, coming to this world definitely gives you like connection, you know, for a future incarnation to be archangels and. Different, yeah. A lot of us came in already with that. We're here to increase our power. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I lost one of my neighborhood buddies a couple of days ago. He went in, they said, for heart surgery, and I guess the good Lord called him on home. He didn't survive, I guess, the early morning and stuff, and so.
Yeah, it was time for him to go.
Yeah. You know, because last time I seen him, he had got skinny. And stuff, you know, didn't really bring it to attention. You know, I said on Insta, like, man, you know, we young guys and stuff. We got to really think about, you know, our health. And it just put a lot to me, like, almost a fire underneath my feet. I need to go ahead and make my parts with my mother and my brother and go ahead and just start my family. Because no telling or the countdown that I have with this contract, with this life that I have on Earth now. But...
So it feels like you're going to be here as long as you need to be. I think it's going to be you're going to be here for a long time if you want to be. Yeah. Put it that way.
a lot of people could wheel themselves up out of here. I can tell you that much. Well,
I still
got some things I need to do.
Yeah. I mean, things are going to change, but who knows when, you know, the big change at least.
Yeah. So. Quick question now. I know, is humor only in the third dimension here on Earth? Does other entities have, like, humor also?
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah, they have humor in all dimensions. It might not be as dark as it is here, but, you know, they might have, like, silly humor. It all depends, you know, but... I believe they do. We can get pretty wicked here, so.
I'll be at my job sometimes, and sometimes I'll be feeling like I'm be getting influenced with these corny ass jokes that I be getting and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to know is that coming from that Nordic guy that you was telling me about with the jokes?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I can feel that. But yeah, some are just cheesy. At the higher dimension, just cheesy jokes, but they do have a sense of humor, though. So, it's all shapes and sizes. It doesn't go away. Some sizes, it probably does.
Ah, man. Well, I had this one experience. I went to this paracon we had here in our city, and it didn't kind of shock me. It just kind of threw me off in this stuff, because when the guys there after the conference, we had talked and everything, and we was talking about why do some of the African Americans don't come to some of the paranormals and stuff like that. And I told them, I was like, well, most times it used to be closed doors with our older grandparents and stuff. Now with the younger generation and stuff, you know, it's something that needs to be said or needs to be brought to the attention and stuff, because a lot of stuff that's going on, it could be cartel within the black community if they only knew what they need to do with trying to sage and trying to figure out what entity then hop into the kids and to the parents.
Yeah, the culture, you know, it's just not that big of a subject matter within the culture, but I imagine that will change over time.
Well, I'm trying to break through this to them, man. I'm trying to, as they say, man, it's kind of hard because they kind of look at me, you know, like with big bulging eyes, like, what the fuck is he talking about? Excuse my language, but.
Yeah,
They were like, oh, is he high? Is he loaded and stuff? And I'm knowing I'm breaking out of dimension, and it's not really disturbing me. It's that we didn't even have a chip or fathom how deep and how complex this place actually was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, for real.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What you going to say? You go ahead.
Well, yeah, the beings that were, you can say, protecting this world in the beginning, they weren't realize the hostility that they were going to go through, you know, that we're going through.
Yeah.
You know, just. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the stuff that we're coming into, it keeps pointing to the Middle East, but then again, it starts from somewhere else where it looks like other star seeds, other races, has started, you know, almost their hybrids or their children, you know. And what I'm coming, I guess, to the conclusion is one star seed try to wipe out one other star seed. So this is how this light and dark, you know, had came about and stuff. My thing is, I wanted to know, before the implement of the reptilians within, did that come from them splitting up the hermaphrodite mammalian, making them male and female? Were there hermaphrodites before the interruption of extraterrestrials?
Oh, yeah, it was before. Yeah. Oh, that's been, that's normal for them. For us, it's not. But that was about to divide us. Like gender to divide us, actually.
Because I always listen to the Zulu shaman. They got a hold of him, Dr. Credo Mutawa. And some of these older elders and stuff, if you just listen to their stories and stuff like this, you know, they don't necessarily have to be, you know, have millions of dollars, have a big congregation and stuff like that, just the ear to hear. And that's one thing I think we had lost and stuff, is sit down and listen to your elders tell the story that they was taught.
Yeah.
And I always wondered, my ancestor Nat Turner, everybody try to say, put this spin, well, this is why he did this and this is why he did that. And knowing the story and stuff, I believe it was an extraterrestrial type of event with him. But looking into the stars, what was that? Was that something positive with him seeing those names in red in the sky for him to do what he needed to do?
What did he do, though?
Nat Turner was a slave abolitionist and everything, but of course, if he wasn't there, you can't really take the word on what really happened. But through our family lineage, there's certain markings that the children or the males have that kind of get them prolific events. But since I know what I know now, there were either encounters with either Zetas, but I think he had got a download when he had broken away from one of his slave masters, which was the younger son of Nathaniel Turner.
Okay. Well, it feels like the Nordics, I feel a lot from them. I believe it was for the positive, from what I can see, at least at the moment. So, which is part of it was positive, let's put it that way. Some part of it was.
And so did that set him? We want to know what set him up. Was that with his wife getting sold into slavery, or again harassed? Was that kind of talked up, or was that kind of smudged over?
It looks like it was talked. What you said, talked up? Yeah, I think it was that.
Okay. They have made a movie, and I'm kind of thinking, okay, now, I know how protective we are over our women and stuff like that, but I'm going with the prolific event and stuff when he said he has seen blood dew on the leaves and stuff like that. So did that continue on through the family, through each generation?
Because
some days I be feeling empowered like Superman, but I know I can't do what I need to do because I'm in this third dimension type of body form.
Yeah, I think it went throughout the family. Lingered on differently. It was seen differently, but yeah, like seeing things and feeling stuff.
She's a real big antenna to this stuff, and she draws out. She brings out the archons. I mean, to certain points and stuff. Yeah, I think she's a magnet. And certain times I can't take her out at night around 7 or 8 because she shadow people, and she don't want to tell me and stuff like that. That you know that stuff kind of unnerves her and stuff. But at first we used to get footsteps up our stairs and stuff like that because my aunt had passed and we kind of thought that was her still kind of lingering on. But then again, being knowledgeable and stuff, anytime when a person passes, it leaves a doorway open.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
And stuff. Is there something positive that's in our household? Or is that just a family member?
It's a mix. It's a positive end. It's fear is there from some of the family members.
Yeah, because a lot. How would you say the poltergeist?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I made a discovery recently about some Saturn beings are here. Saturn beings are like, are kind of like archons, kind of like demon-like too.
So like jinn? Could you call them jinn?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, because I've been trying to get a correlation and stuff. I've been listening to this Muslim exorcist and stuff.
Mm-hmm,
and so,
mm-hmm.
You know, this is a lot of stuff people don't want to talk about. And stuff. That's one, I guess, gift that I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, I want to say allude to and stuff like that, but that's one thing I'm blessed that I didn't have right there because it probably scared the shit out of me. You know, some people, they, you know, what they say, the good Lord know what you can handle and stuff like that. But most times I get my little creep feelings and stuff like that. But as far as my mother, sometimes I think she brings that stuff on and sometimes that stuff sponges, it kind of manifests through her. Because anytime, like, we have a little spatter argument and stuff, her mouth begins to foam at the side of the mouth.
She's there to test everybody. She's got possessed in the past. So she's, I think there was devil worship in the past
my father,
life. Devil worship
from her past life or recent?
Past life, it feels like. I mean, it still carries on.
I mean, you just don't know. I'm not a full sensitive, but when I actually see it, and stuff like that. I don't want to see his true form and stuff, but man, it looked like it'd be snarling, and I'd be trying to Archangel Michael, yeah, if you could just send some protection down here or whatever you do, bring this thing back down to wherever it came from.
Yeah, she's had devil worship done on her in the past lives. I don't think it was this lifetime, but that's something that's not easy to let go, like men sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been through some stuff through her past lives, so something like similar to voodoo, superstition. Okay. She was always kind of strange, channeling spirits, but when she channels a dark one, so she is kind of like a channeler, though. So, yeah, she's channeling.
She have her good days and bad days, but I believe when she have her bad days, she gets scratched, and I bring it to her attention. I be like, Mom, she get real pin needle scratches, and I don't want to say like an incubus. She call them imps and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And I be like, man, anytime when she have a bad day and stuff like that, the next day, man, she gets hell. I mean, she pays hell.
Yeah, I mean, if you're around her when she goes into that mood again, I mean, you can always ask her, you know, if she's looks possessed. I mean, I'll always use angels. You can always, if you want to, is ask him who is this that he's talking to, who you are talking to.
She told me she did that once before, and they actually start to manifest.
Okay.
On a person and stuff like that. So I'm not spiritually equipped for that.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. That's,
I don't blame you.
You know, yeah, man, I'm not doing I'm trying and learning slowly but surely and stuff, you know, where to go because I'm knowing Ivan, if it hadn't been for you and stuff like this, I don't know if I'm one of the 144,000 and stuff like that, but I wouldn't say I was in a bad way, but I was in somewhat just aloft. And so now I began to know and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, certain ones I met in the group and stuff. Bobby, he helps me out a lot. You know, and we have a good days and bad days. Now we begin to figure out where this crap is coming from and stuff. And you know what? Since I've been more aware and, man, at my job, I've been having boosted energy, man. I haven't been tired. I've been knowing, ankle biters, that's what, you know, that's we got to call, you know who. But I tell them, I was like, you're not going to drain me down. You're not going to make me think about the past or bad memory and stuff. But I'm still rooting for my Zeta homeboys. Do I have any messages? Now, when I be sitting there, we still haven't got that communication down and stuff down packed, you know, but I still be certain things that come across, you know, I just say, well, what do you guys think about that and stuff like that? Are they like getting any type of, are they learning like I'm also learning like the way, more like an ethnic how I learn? Are they taking it all in? How sometimes we joke sometime and, you know, sometimes you gotta, you know, you gotta build up somebody's character and stuff, and sometimes we razz a little bit.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they obviously they see everything from all sides, but they do. We all have some kind of alien being around us, but the Zetas aren't always the best at communicating. Meaning, they don't always say a lot to me either. They're just pretty quiet. So just like
pretty
keep doing what you're doing. You know, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, be positive, keep going forward, not worry. Stuff like that.
Now, my thing, now, Adam, I know in some aspects they said in the garden of Adam and Eve, it was actually one just Adam, it was actually a group. Now, was that...
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of, I would say, the lighter side of humanity, like the lighter complexion, because some of these remote viewers, you know, you don't want to kind of just hang on that, you know, this might have happened and stuff like that, but on little aspects when they talk about the black salamanders that Anu had created and stuff, and that lived. I'm gonna say Martians. Now, are the Martians are they really black salamanders? Like bipedal, like you know, like us and stuff like that.
I haven't seen them look like that, but it's a possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, I always see them as disformed looking. Their faces are disformed. So, you can be like red, yellow skin beings.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I want to use the word retarded, but kind of just. Kind
almost
of
like
the,
a Down syndrome?
Down, yeah, similar to that, yeah.
I kind of remember we always had it. That was what she was saying, that it was a mark of a certain starseed, this stuff. And so through certain kids and stuff, you could tell that where that starseed actually, you know, DNA is really strong.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, those that come in like with disabilities, from what I feel, is this their energy is so strong, it's difficult for them to operate in this body. So it doesn't mean that they're hearted. They're far from it. They're just...
Yeah. Well, I had a buddy, my mom said, when I was growing up, and I don't think he could... His eyes was covered up, and he was a paraplegic. And we was having a lot of crazy stuff happen in Colorado Springs and stuff. And my father was dabbling with devil worship, and had one of the guys come in and I guess bless the house of Satan without him knowing and stuff like that. But my father invited the crap in there and stuff. But the pastor came in and said that we had a lot of stuff going on, and that it might have been the void that stayed underneath us, that he knew how to project his body, manifest his body, since he, you know, he was kind of handicapped. And me and my mom, we always wanted to know, you know. One night we was sound asleep, she goes in the room hearing toys playing around, you know, goes into the room, me and my brother sound asleep, nothing's going on. So she goes back, instead of the I always told her stuff because I used to have almost like nightmares, because I used to get out of my bed most of the time and stuff. I always thought it was more like a presence, extraterrestrial presence. I used to see the lights. Anytime, you know how like sometimes a police car go past your house and stuff like that, and you see the siren lights sometimes strobe, you know, I mean, not strobe, but the light just glide across your wall and stuff like that, you know, the red and the blue. Well, I used to get multicolored lights, and being young I was, I knew that was not no goddamn police being no, near no military base. And stuff, and so.
Well, that, in your room, I feel like there's, other child beings were there. It was like you're kind of playing with them in your dreams. They haven't crossed over, though, obviously. It's like two or three of them. It wasn't just one. So you can say you were playing with them too.
Playing with the ghost, huh? In Astra.
Yeah.
Now, did any of that stuff at the places that we live at, like, linger or latch on? Because my mom said when she was in England, her and her friend Tim visited this castle, and she had to use the restroom in the woods, and she had kind of felt like a whirlwind of. She said it was something about witches and stuff. Now, did any of that stuff linger and follow us?
It can. Yes, it can, yeah. Yep, it just latches on, especially those that don't understand it.
Yeah.
This is why it's good to understand this stuff.
Well, I know most some black communities and stuff, they kind of salt their door before you come in. They try to keep, you know, evil spirits away and stuff like that. You know, we're real cautious on about who you invite to your house and stuff. Most times, a lot of our partake in kind of communication, I always go outside on the porch and stuff like that instead of always inviting in because, you know, no telling who might drop off something and stuff like that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's good to have that superstition because it's true. Yeah, if you can go, like, in a forest, it's unfortunate. I think forests and nature would be very positive, but not always. You can have negative vortexes there.
I've been really listening to this exorcist because I wanted to go into ministry and stuff, but I kind of felt I needed to kind of, this is where this stuff
that'd
is. Well, you probably know about that encounter with the Zetas then, because I kind of, that message that I got from them, it was loud and clear, more like a gurgly and stuff, but I know this is something I was supposed to do that, let them people know about the paranormal. First, I thought I was going to be a singer, but I don't have a voice to sing or the nerve. But I knew I could talk a lot of people's ears off. I could tell you that much.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah, give them a different point of view. You know, the more open mind. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah, I look at a different perspective, but one of my when I was in school my freshman year and stuff, I didn't complete school, but Mr. Wolcott told me to ask me questions and stuff. You know, I kept asking about Adam, Eve, Cain, and Abel and stuff, because the stuff they was coming, I just wasn't believing it. Something told me, said, I don't believe in that crap. That ain't what really went down. And so he came to me and told me that the Vatican during that time needed 1,000 exorcists all around the world, that they was going to pay your room and board and your 4 years of schooling, because they saying, oh, shit had broke loose, and they need a lot of people to start exercising, you know, a lot of these demons. And so that kind of, you know, that's what kind of opened the door to, like, a little hint, okay, now he's coming to me. This is what's really going on. You ever seen the movie Fallen with Denzel Washington?
No, I don't think I ever heard of that. No. What about it?
Ivan, you have to watch that. He got a whole Denzel, he's a detective. And one of the guys that he was pursuing, the guy got caught and he got executed on death row. And so the guy was reading a lot of stuff about reincarnation and the soul. And so the guy, I guess, learned that once you died, that your soul could go into another soul with the help of the dark side. One day, Denzel was walking up, down the street, and he ran into one of these lower lords and stuff. And he used to have a whistle, a certain whistle, and Denzel had recognized Altasa. That was the guy that got executed. And so this demon or archon would mess with Denzel. Was going around touching people's hand, palms, and actually jumping body to body and singing a song and whistling, fucking with Denzel. And make a long story short, Denzel tries to get the demon. Demon was in his body, was in his other guy's body that he had, his friend's body, they was trying to kill him. He's another detective. So he kills his friend, gave him some poison, and so Denzel invited the demon inside him, and while he was smoking a poison cigarette, but Denzel not knowing that these djinn or archons can inhabit animals, and so he's off in the woods, 100 miles from hardly nowhere, and so the demon hops in the animal, bam, there you go. I was like, ah, man, what the hell?
Jeez. Yeah, I gotta check that out. That sounds something you wanna watch at night, though.
Well, I know some of the stuff that they get, you know, is actually what, you know, not the same aspect of what happened, but it's kind of letting us know this is, you know, and my thing that I've been looking at with the djinns and stuff when they talk about, I don't want to say his name and stuff and give no power, but the Baphomet. Those go heads, are those an extraterrestrial race, or are those actually spiritual type of beings? I always kind of thought that they were like extraterrestrials, that it was like hybrids, somebody had created them.
Yeah, it feels like it. Yeah, it was created here, though, from what it feels like. They are extraterrestrials, but it was created here. Did you hear about Arkansas? That they seem right on the subject matter. That
that's my people's from.
Yeah, because they have a Baphomet there. Arkansas. Yeah, you look up Baphomet, Arkansas. Yeah, I guess Arkansas had the Ten Commandments out, like somewhere public. And
I looked at something a while back and stuff, and I seen that the Vatican was going to show that the Ark of the Covenant was actually still on and going and stuff like that.
I imagine it is. What's going on in Arkansas is that the Church of Satan is—they're protesting Arkansas for having the Ten Commandments out because it's supposed to be a separation of church and state. Uh-huh. So the Church of Satan is—if you look it up, it's pretty creepy though. It's a statue of a Baphomet, children looking at it. It just happened recently. And I'm not looking for.
I think that was kind of creepy because my
very creepy.
Family stay. It's a lot of them down there, and a lot of them stay down in north of Little Rock, which was like a swamp, land.
In Pensacola they have, Satan worshippers and all that. I mean, I looked it up, but I didn't see it. I guess they keep the church secret where it's located, but
them people is creepy,
like.
Man. Like I stayed down there 9 months, I wanted to get up out of there. Like my grandmother, she was an Eastern Star. And it's something to the Masons. And I don't know what side, they choose to be on and stuff, but she used to eat, meat, almost like spoiled meat and stuff like that. We was never welcome down there and stuff, And
cool. Yeah, this is what the elite, they hide behind the devil so they can control everything. So if you see something that disgusting is that you run away from it. That's what they want you to do.
Shit, I did run away from it. I don't know if you can see one of my past memories, but I know there's a lot of sexual predators and stuff that went on, that happened down through the family, but I ran away from that shit.
And where was that? At Arkansas?
North Little Rock. Little Rock.
Geez.
I always thought it was these certain places and stuff, man, is almost like a hub for these type of negative type of beings and stuff like that, man.
Yeah. Well, Bill Clinton came from there. Were you there during Bill Clinton?
Yeah, he stayed down the street, too. His house looked like he stayed in a plantation. Excuse my language. From a black perspective, he stayed around a black almost area where almost, if you ask me, the house, if you ever been down Washington and stuff like that, his house is out front, and you see, like townhomes and shit strewn on down. To me, that looked like goddamn plantation, man, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, especially now. I think wasn't Walmart created in Arkansas? I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I've seen what Walmart been doing. They've been creating in certain ones they've been closing down. They've been entrapment camps. I don't know how true that is, but.
You never know. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, I know about did you ever hear about Versailles, Missouri, where they said the richest lady in the world had built this chateau, the world's biggest chateau, but people are saying that this is almost like the second White House and stuff.
Wow.
For certain ones in the military, I guess that's... that's Navy, if they're retiring, that they might want to move down, in their best interest to move to the Lake of the Ozarks when the so-called pole ship happens and stuff like that, so.
Oh, okay.
Some of, like, it's almost like some of them's getting a heads up, warning and stuff, so when they knowing this stuff, but I'm going for the positive part, you know.
Yeah.
Anytime I think it's some dead detrimental stuff, you know, happen like that. We'll have, you know, ones that intercede, you know, for the ones, you know, that's ready to sin, you know, that will be called the rapture, you know.
If yeah, you we'll have like, space, yeah, we'll have like many raptures, you can say.
Yeah,
there's so much that needs to come into the light.
Well, my thing is, I've been careful what I've really been saying and stuff, because a lot of these entities and beings, they write up, they sitting around and stuff like that movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg, and, you know, they sitting around waiting for us to say something stupid for them to jump in, or, you know.
Yeah.
I always kind of felt that and stuff. Now, my thing is, Archangel Michael, how do the... I'm not knowing if I'm trying to know too much and stuff like that. Is he, like, way ascended? Because they're saying that these names that the angels have, they're actually the rank. That's not actually their name. That's just their rank. So, is, like, Michael, is that, like, the battalion spiritual, like, XO? Like, next to the creator?
Well, I mean, some are saying that it's more like a female name, but I forget the pronunciation of it, but I mean,
Michael?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's more of like a female than a male.
Okay, which so you've like, been saying it more. Yeah. It's not much, because I know a lot of this male domination, they didn't change a lot of stuff, so it's more like a mixture, like a hermaphrodite. Like
me. Yeah. Well, what I feel from Michael right now is it doesn't really matter, but yeah, a lot of it has been made more. Well, no, all the angels are male. I mean, come on, really? Like, come on. Even Ariel, I always get a female feeling from Ariel.
So. That's my son. Gemini, May 20th. Yeah. So, I don't know. I've been trying to figure out. When we get in these certain predicaments, do we need to call upon these certain angels? And because my thing is I've been kind of more stuff I read and begin to come and get break into and stuff, like Yahshua, you know, and Jesus, then Muhammad, then that all the prophets were actually, they was getting downloads from extraterrestrials. And stuff like that. Just different races is getting different downloads where I guess that the extraterrestrials wanted to leave their legacy, but somebody had to tell the story. And some of the stuff, did they just build it? That's all I want to know. Did we build up the story on some of the stuff when they talk about these angels and demons and stuff like that and being in the middle of the earth? Or is that like the reptilians in their different races of extraterrestrials that stay in hollow earth?
Well, there's different versions. I mean, I think there is a hell that they can, like a lower astral hell. I mean, everything's real in some shape or form. Doesn't mean you have to connect to it. But they want these dark entities. I mean,
yeah.
It's like another dimension that's hell. So, you know, I don't think it's in the center of the earth. It can be anywhere. But, but it's, you can say it's closer than you think. But yeah, they're always trying to grab onto us. Yeah. They're always trying to take our soul, basically. Look at it that way. But not to worry. No. But yeah. It's just like lower astral is running amok on our world, basically. You know, they make movies about it, you know, horror movies, and call it entertainment. You know, it's, but yeah, I mean, I call on Source, on God. I can call them angels, of course, too, but I go to the main guy or girl.
See, that's the thing. Like, I quit saying certain, because I used to Southern Baptist. Was raised and baptized as Southern Baptist. And so now I'm not trying to give more power to certain beings that I've been getting on to since I'm aware now and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I quit saying, oh, man, at the end, you know what I'm saying? So I just been, like, more creator. And so people been looking at me crazy, like, what, you don't believe in God? I said, no, we are gods. I said, we didn't get it mixed and screwed where we didn't know shit from apple butter and stuff. And so what we feared, we had deified. And stuff. And so I do believe that, you know, it was extraterrestrial giants that came down and stuff like that, like they said, the Mayans. Who else is going to come through with pale skin and, you know what I'm saying, with a old gray beard and stuff, and their race is totally different and stuff. They don't have, you know, like, okay, now who is this? This is our God. And so I didn't put this stuff together and stuff. So I wanted to know, does the higher beings and stuff, for the ones that come to light like me, are they like giving us a pat on the back for when we coming into awakening to really figure out what's really going on and stuff? Because my thing is, is Thoth a reptilian, a positive reptilian?
What about positive reptilians? Yeah, I believe they're involved with our... they pat us on the back when we were awakened. They are helping us.
Yeah, because that's where I kind of thought more of these tablets that I read and stuff, and I look at and stuff, I say, okay, well, he lived such and such this long, and he reincarnated this, and it's just, that's like... But it kind of adds me. It kind of almost... like these different races... They could live, depending on their race, could live as long as they want to, but they could also ascend. And so when some of them ascend, they go into, I guess, another different race and stuff. But I just wanted to know, was the root race of Thoth, was that a reptilian or was that a carrion?
I think it was a carrion race, from what I can feel. Some might feel it's a Syrian, but I think it's more of a carrion from what I feel. I don't think it's a reptilian.
So do they have brothers and stuff? Like, I just wanted to know, when they, you know how, like, when you hear stories about Greeks, I went to a Greek school, and so that's what kind of, I think, kind of played a part my interest and stuff. I don't know. I guess some of my teachers, it's kind of funny. Now I'm kind of thinking now, through our livelihood, we was kind of coaxed in, like these extraterrestrials or elders, you know, some of them we may not know when they say you got to be careful who you may come across because you never know that it might be the Lord or it might be somebody. So I kind of see that kind of coaxed me into this stuff, man. You know, just throw Greek into it. You know, some of my teachers might have been Zeta teachers or something. But a lot of the stuff that I'm learning and stuff, that these extraterrestrials actually had different races type brothers. And I was wondering, did that actually go on between Enlil and Enki? Like, did they actually intermarry these different races, like monarchy?
Yeah, they did create I think so.
You did, okay.
Because
through my interpretation, okay, well, Enlil sounded like he was the Alpha Draconian. He had wings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Enki was more like a hybrid of a Syrian reptilian, but he didn't have the wings. He was more like a water-based type of reptilian and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the dude knew he knew his shit on his master geneticism. Geneticism until, I guess, the Palladium. So did he go crazy with all that just being in third dimension and stuff, or was that between the war with the nuclear bombs? Did that make him go?
I think it was already crazy, but yeah, they got kind of obsessed with us. So they feel like they're gods to us, especially when we became kind of servants.
They fed off that fear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so they found a food source, and they need to play up upon it.
Yeah.
Because
some of the stuff I've
seen and stuff, when they were talking about they declared themselves gods, they was actually came and had made, you know, like little crowns and little tarts. It wasn't no gold. They actually came, almost looked like aborigines and we thought that we was looking at, you know, our gods and stuff like that. So how tall
were
they?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So were they like 13 foot tall, or were they like, in some of the books, what they say, was they like 450 foot tall?
I don't know if they're 450. I don't know if they're that tall, but let's see, like 7-8 feet tall, 9 feet tall. I don't know, about 400. I don't know how that would work, but I imagine there were giants that were kind of like that.
Oh, man. Hate to run into a reptilian like that.
Yeah, I don't. I imagine there are worlds where they can handle something like that. I don't know if we can even sustain something like that big. I guess we could.
Well, the generation that this placement been going through, the different root races and stuff, I was kind of think. Now, what you think about that little thing when they talk about some of these mountains that some of the giants that, now they said the giants was created, etherical beings had made it, or more or less had impregnated the female, and their offspring became super giants and stuff like that. Because still today, we still have females that get impregnated by spirits. And not a lot of people don't want to talk about it. And, I did see they start talking about some of these women that's been having sex with spirits and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Yeah. I'm not sure how that works, but they do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wake up one day and stuff. Well, I guess that's more like an invocation, don't you think?
The woman,
you know, she invites you and stuff like that. Some things you're not supposed to invite. Like, we was always told if we heard a spirit voice, even if it could be like a family member, we're not supposed to answer it. You're supposed to, you know, don't pay attention to it. Even though you hear it and stuff like that, if you see it, don't pay attention to it. Because it's not of this dimension.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They always told us being black, ain't no such thing as being curious and being black, I tell you.
Yeah, with the culture, once again, of course, if you're in Africa, it's a different story. They have more of depending on where you are in Africa, they understand that stuff a lot more because you're getting attacked by it all the time.
Well, that's what I heard, too, that I heard so many stories from Cradle Mutawa with some of these certain negative beings and stuff. They know when you're not supposed to be out at night and some of the things that go bump at night. You know, you got to get respect. But day is for, you know what I'm saying, humans. Night be for things that may not be so positive. You know, you got to give and take.
Yeah. Yeah, it's our dimension, there's other dimensions, and you kind of have to think out of the box to know what's going on. If we just get an idea of it.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do. And you know what? It's been kind of not having me mark the crazy label, but more kind of provoke a thought. Because a lot of people, they had this type of, but they just didn't know how to bring it about in a conversation because nobody wants to be called a nutso or he believe in UFOs and stuff like that. You know, we all know that this stuff happens. So, you know, that it goes on a whole lot more than what people think. What I didn't figure it out is that our Missouri and Kansas presidents had dealings with these, and they made agreements. You know, to me, they need to make a story about that. The two presidents side by side that made agreements to sell us this for technology.
Yeah,
more
of that
DNA, flesh and bone and blood.
Well, eventually this will all become more of the normal talk. Right now it's suppressed, as you can see.
Well, I don't know if I've kind of put a target on my back when I went to that Paracon, because I don't know if I want certain things I wasn't supposed to say and stuff, but I didn't end up with no car accident. Nobody followed me.
No, I think you're okay. I won't worry about it. Yeah. Well, it's understood why you feel that way, but I think you're fine.
Yeah. Well, it was a guy named Corey Good. It's another famous paranormal guy that's in the Midwest that was there. And I put to him that some of these beings were extraterrestrializing you would have been proud of me, man. That he was saying that he was seeing shadow. Yeah, man, for real, dude. He was saying he was seeing shadow people, and I told him I had seen his dead files. Now, this chick, paranormal guy and this detective, I mean, paranormal chick and detective, was what he does on his case. He was getting a lot of paranormal stuff, and she more or less see and draws these, have somebody draws it for her, but she gives descriptions to the family what she's seeing, and more or less, bam, right in front of your face. I'm gonna break it down more like poltergeist type stuff. But she had told me during this one episode that she had seen a being, a hooded figure that was big as tall as the house. She was saying it was maybe 13, 15 foot, that extraterrestrial type of entity, where it was cloaked, it had a hood on and stuff like that. And it kind of reminded me, the picture that was drawn of it was them negative type of grades. Because I know we can't just put grades as just one type of, because they have different ones, good ones, bad ones, different fractions. That, you know,
yeah.
There's so many, you know, demographics now and stuff, so that's why we have to be, I try to be careful, because I don't want them to think I'm a bad guy or I'm just putting them on one. I'm learning in a slow process, taking baby steps.
Yeah.
So the lady had caught one that was almost taller. I don't know what this was, but it was a negative being that was going after the little girl that was tapping on the house. It would use his fingers almost like a rapping tapping that her whatever type of gift that she had, it was almost like a beacon that these entities wanted to eat the girl.
Jeez. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
I said,
yeah, I'm not surprised. Jeez.
Oh man. And jeez. I don't know what she had. She must have had a suit. She must not have been, her reincarnation or whatever she was must have been super powerful. And coming down here just put a flashlight on her. Because she said this being was a hooded figure. I would probably say, the way they were saying, anywhere from 16 to 17 feet either. And they would do like rapid like taps. They would use his wrist to bump against the house, you know, startle the family. You know, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
So I brought it to this guy's attention that some of these beings that you guys might encounter, you might think it is ghosts and stuff. It might be actually entities, beings from a different dimension. You might not want to go be trying to get this dude's attention and stuff, you know, because once I think if they find out that, you know what I'm saying, that they breaking through to this dimension and cause attention, they don't stop. For the
That felt like a negative Anunnaki from what I felt from that. And very
so
tall.
So the Anunnakis were that tall.
They can be very tall. Yeah, they can be beasts.
They would most sound like they was like changeling. They could be like, let's say one of them wanted to change themselves into like a half animal or a half human type of being. They could have the power. They could do that.
Yeah, it's from a higher dimension. I mean, it's a lower, higher dimension. I mean, they can be a fifth dimension and still be negative. They know what they're doing. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So, something around those lines. I feel it's like fifth dimension, they can still exist.
Okay.
They're really powerful when they do that, so.
Do the Lyrans come in if we add for... Now, the Lyrans are the... certain ones, those aren't the lion type ones, are they? Or
well, they can be human like us too, because they're the first humans. They can look just like us. So,
okay. Do they kind of intercede sometimes? If I wouldn't say called upon, because you know they're more like elders and stuff. But let's say if we're in need and stuff with a encounter of something that we don't have no knowledge of, or basically we're under attack. Could we call upon a Lyran for help?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Meepon, yeah. You can call on whoever you feel like you need to call on for a... You can call on Zetas for assistance, I imagine. I haven't done that before. You can call on angels or God. Zetas, I might even call them on, see what happens with that. As long as you have positive intentions, you should be fine.
Man.
I can't imagine.
Well, everybody keeps seeing like they kind of scared of the Zetas and stuff.
Yeah,
I know they're a bit, you know. You know, they don't, well, you know, different aspects of stuff like that. I want to put wise. Because,
they get a bad rap, let's put it that way.
Yeah, you know, and,
I mean, if you're going to be afraid, how are you going to heal if you're going to be afraid of somebody, you know?
Yeah.
You're not to be afraid of anybody. So.
And, I just feel this stuff, man, you know, they just been trying to get contact, really let us know and stuff, you know, where they made their mistake and stuff. They trying to get back. I get that now.
Yeah.
And stuff, you know, with all this stuff that's going on, I really do get that and stuff. You know, man, I don't know how true some of these remote viewers are, but I've been trying to take remote viewing lessons, Ivan, so I could do this stuff myself.
That's a lot of
training.
It's a unique talent, that's for sure.
Well, it do look like my Zeta buddies look like they could probably give me a help with that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to wrap up for tonight.
Okay.
If you want, you can email me if you want to be on again. They can make up a time if you want. If you want to send an email. And
right.
You can come back.
All right. Thanks, Ivan.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for both. Yeah, definitely. Thank you for coming and going in because you saved the show tonight. So.
No, man. You know what? Day by day and stuff, man. Bobby be asking my questions. So tell what's name. Don't get too mad at Bobby answering my questions and stuff. I believe I've been going through a lot of tests. I've been going through this stuff with speeding tickets and stuff, so I got a lot of feel. I think this is the Archon's been trying to get nervous energy on me.
Yeah. All right, I'll send you energies. All right, thanks for calling in. Yeah, contact me and I'll bring you back really soon.
All right, I'll see you email.
Okay, all right.
Later.
Have a great night.
Blessings.
Right, take care.
All right,
take care. Bye. All right, thank you for calling in. That was great. Yeah. You don't always know where these shows are going to go. That was just excellent. So, all right, we're going to close out for tonight because we have YouTube tonight also and have questions to answer that have been submitted through the website. So, all right, this is Ivan Toller. Go to IvanToller.com or Fifth Dimension Radio. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.